Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead.
That sounds so cheerful for being a little dead.
I know. Well, I'm pretty cheerful today.
I am too. Let me hear what you're cheerful about.
Well, I got my hair done yesterday.
And I love it so much.
I'll have to post a picture or something. But yeah, I got like a color blog. So it's like blonde and brown. And then it's like got a blonde piece underneath. It's just like random. I love it.
No, it's perfect. As soon as I walked in, I was like, oh my God, that fits your personality so perfectly. I love it.
Yeah, while she was doing my hair today, like when she started the process, I like took a picture in the mirror and I was like, what have I done?
What did JC say?
He was like, oh, that's different. I like it. Yeah.
Good.
He doesn't say much about my experimentation with my hair, but... Yeah. So he has let me.
See, my husband is opposite. He has an opinion on everything. One time I had this, it was supposed to be like a teal color. My friend was going through cervical cancer, and that was the color of the support ribbon. So I painted my fingernails and toenails that teal color, which it ended up looking, I don't know, it had a little too much green in my opinion in it. But anyway, my husband took one look. He doesn't care what's on my fingernails. Okay. Never bothered him. I don't ask his opinion. Like, it doesn't bother him.
Yeah.
He took one look at my toes and he gagged. He gagged. He said, toenails should never be green.
The only time my husband has ever really said anything about my hair is I had hair halfway down my back. And when I found out I was pregnant with Scotty, I did not tell him I was going to cut it all off. And I went and had my hair, like, chopped off into a pixie.
Yeah.
Because... something had to go.
Yeah, I gotcha. I've done that.
Yeah, he
before.
Was like, and so I got home and he was like, what the hell did you do? And I was like, something had to go. It was my hair. And he was like,
he doesn't understand female logic if he didn't understand that statement.
Yeah, no, and that's like the most girl math thing, you know, but whatever. It had to go and it went. It went bye.
I used to be notorious for that. I would go from hair past midway on my back. To just cutting it off. I'll do a pixie or I'll do just different styles. I used to have it where it was so short and spiky and stuff whenever that was kind of
that.
Like the current fad.
I had an undercut.
I look at
years.
It now and I was like, why didn't anybody tell me I look like a Karen? Not your cousin Karen.
No. Bless it. I did talk to her. It was like, she said, because I had told Chip, my other cousin, I was like, I keep talking about Karen on the podcast. So I hope she didn't mind. And so I guess he had talked to her like later on in the week. And so she called me and she was like, what are you saying about me on the podcast? So anyway, she's good with it. She's
home. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I've been having a fun time. We're working on the lake house.
We have to take a picture today to put on the, because, okay, y'all can't see this, but Sandy has on a t-shirt that says, I have rabies. God, I love it so much.
I do have rabies. Got a couple of comments, like, the lady at the bank was like, I really like your shirt. And then I went to the dollar store, and the lady that worked in there, she was like, oh my God, I love your shirt. It's like, don't touch me. I have rabies.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, we are at that time of year where we start looking at what we're going to be getting coming in for the fall, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm talking about in the boutique. And so I'm so excited because all the spooky vibe stuff is going to start coming in soon.
That's my favorite.
Linda keeps sending me pictures, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh, how do you pick? How do you pick?
You know, stuff like that I would just wear.
Yeah,
around.
A lot of people would. There are a lot of people that they start preparing for spooky season as soon as Christmas is over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have a crop top that's just a rib cage, and I just wear that year-round.
Yeah, I've seen you in that. I remember that one.
It's a favorite. Yeah, I just wear that all the time.
Yep.
Because, you know, it's if it's not Christmas, it's spooky season.
That's right.
Christmas, 4th of July, spooky season. That's like the only three seasons.
Yeah, spooky season is my favorite time of year because of the fact that, not just because of spooky season, but just when that fall comes in, you know, some people look at it, I think I look at things maybe differently than other people because, like, people think of the leaves falling off the trees and they're dying and all this stuff, and, like, to me, that's just, like, the reminder of what's coming. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like new growth, things like that. Okay, I'm being too deep.
You got real philosophical today. There for
but,
a second.
But no, yeah. I've always loved the fall because of the fact that it's like you're shedding off all of the crap from the year or whatever.
Yeah, I like the colors changing.
It's so beautiful.
The weather, it's not so cold, but it's not 110, which is nice.
Yeah.
After the summer's been so hot.
Girl, I was just looking at the weather forecast for this next week, and we still will not be in the hundreds yet, but we've got more rain coming, and I just keep saying, why is this Texas weather so illogical this year? Because I don't remember having rain in July like this.
No. I don't know. Somebody... I don't remember if I sent you the TikTok or not, but somebody is trying to do a bill about no more weather manipulation.
Yeah.
And
which is hilarious that it wasn't that long ago that people were calling it another conspiracy theory to say that could even happen. Like, that's not even possible. Y'all, they're on... Open your eyes because they've already confessed that they did. Just saying.
Yeah, just...
It's been all over the news, especially after the Texas flood that happened.
So, yeah. Well, you know, I'll just keep being my conspiracy theorist self.
And another thing I've been thinking about. So, Texas absolutely made news with that flood. As they should, because that was such a tragedy. It's going on in New Mexico as well. And you're not hearing near as much chatter about it. Like, I've seen some things about it, but not near as much. And that is just, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's crazy. But, off the politics thing for a second.
Yes.
I had some stuff I was wanting to hold on to. So, I've always been somebody that, I have dreams sometimes that are kind of strange. Mm-hmm. This was not that kind of dream. But I kind of had that same feeling whenever I woke up. Mm-hmm. It was almost a feeling like, you know, deja vu is like you feel like you've seen something before, but you're awake and all of a sudden you're seeing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I have dreams like that all the time.
Okay,
exactly
so mine
about,
was
yeah.
almost like an opposite of that. So I must have been thinking about cosmetics in my sleep because I had a dream that I had bought some of the tubing mascara. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so tubing mascara, you don't necessarily wash it. I mean, you do wash it, but it doesn't, like, smear or anything like that. Like, whenever you wash your face and it comes off, it literally comes off in pieces because it tubes around the eyelash. And so, anyway, I had a dream that I had bought this mascara, and I was checking it out in the mirror, and I was looking at it, and I had a few pieces that had fallen on my cheeks or whatever, so I was just, like, gently brushing it off, and it just came right off, and I was like, oh my gosh, this stuff is so amazing, and I stepped back, and I looked at myself, and I was myself about 50, 60 pounds heavier.
Oh.
I was looking at me, and I was just like, what happened? And, like, I mean, I was freaking out, like, how did I get so fat, you know? I mean, I was, like, absolutely freaking out. And then I woke up after that. And, you know, it's kind of weird when you wake up and you remember dreams. It makes you think, okay, I must not have been sleeping very deeply to remember. But, I mean, it was very clear what I had been dreaming about. And I just started thinking about it. And I was like, you know, years ago, I did have a pretty bad weight problem. And part of it was I was so busy that I didn't cook meals at home that were healthy, you know, as I should have.
Yeah.
And part of it, I do have PCOS. And so when you have PCOS, your body's constantly having that battle with your brain telling your body to store fat and all these things. And so there are pictures in my picture album that I can look back on and think, oh, my God. I mean, I didn't even realize how heavy I had gotten.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even realize it. But it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. And then I had that epiphany moment. I've got to do something for myself. And that's when I changed my lifestyle.
Yeah.
I started walking. And that turned into... I ended up finding the love of running. And I would get up in the mornings and run. And that was the start of every day. Almost every single day of the week. I would get up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and go for a run.
Mm-hmm.
And I would run 4 miles a day, and it just, like, would jumpstart my day. And that was probably the best I ever felt in my life.
Yeah.
Which, of course, when you're burning calories like that, you lose weight.
Yeah.
And I had gotten to where I was used to this new person that I was in my skin, you know. And then I had that hysterectomy, and I had gained some of that weight back, and that made me miserable. At this point, you know, I've been to the doctor's office recent, and I'm just right over 10 pounds difference from where I was when I was at my smallest. But my body doesn't look like that. So I think psychologically, I'm putting myself back. It's so weird. And we just did that episode not too many episodes ago where we were talking about people hating on themselves, how mean we can be to ourselves and stuff. And I was thinking, dadgummit, even in my sleep, I was being so mean to myself, you know. And I did that while I ate my BLT today. Anyway, so yeah, that was one of the things, because it was just so wild. Like, yeah. I literally was looking at myself, and I had to have been myself from, I don't know what it was, 20 years ago, maybe.
Yeah. I have crazy dreams all the time. I go through spurts where I'll have a crazy dream, and then I'll have a bunch of crazy dreams, and then I won't have any dreams. And lately, I've been having just crazy dreams.
Yeah. Sometimes I think it has to do with how much you have going on in your life, too, that's overwhelming.
Well, one of the ones, like, specifically is, I think I mentioned on the podcast that I had gotten Rachel some Betsy Johnson earrings. And the ones that I thought I had gotten her were the red ones right side up and ones upside down. They're red jeweled flowers. Mm-hmm. I didn't get her those. I got her some pink ones that were different. I got so many Betsy Johnson things in my cart that... Anyway, at the last minute, I changed my mind and got her these pink ones with, they're equally as beautiful, but I thought I'd got her the red ones. And so, so in my dream, I dreamed that I went to the Tiki Hut and Linda said, I got you a present. And I was like, oh, girl, what'd you get me? And I opened it and it was those red earrings.
Aww.
Isn't that random? And I remember that dream and I was like,
that is so awesome, though. Good dream.
It was a good dream, and then I woke up kind of disappointed that I didn't have the red bedazzled earrings. But
I could totally picture Linda doing something
But I was like, why did you get me these earrings? Did I mention that I wish I'd have got them from... Anyway, I had this whole conversation with myself in my dream, and it was very strange, but I woke up, and I was like, the hell? Anyway, that's just an example of crazy shit that I dream.
Hey, I have some good news. So, the doctor's office called me today. We did labs on Monday.
Yes.
Just a regular checkup. We have to do that ever so often. And anyway, when I was finished with my appointment, and you know, you have to go to make your next scheduled appointment, she was telling us, we'll see you. And I think it was in January, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And I just looked at Jerry, and he starts arguing with him. No, we're supposed to come every 4 months. And I was just like, no, we're not. Let's go. I keep saying, let's go. Let's go. If they're going to let us do this every 6 months instead of every 4 months, I'm for it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, there's a reason that she's letting us do that, so let's go, you know? And anyway, they called me today, first time this has ever happened. I am expecting the most horrific news, okay? Like, I abused the heck out of my body this past month.
Oh.
Like, well, it was a little over a month, because when we went on our cruise, we bought this drink package. We used said drink package very thoroughly. I mean, I was just like, oh God, my liver's gonna hate me. And then we've already talked about my birthday debacle. You know? And she called me today, and she was just like, I've got some news for you on your labs. And I was like, oh God, here we go. You know, I was going to say, my A1C sucks, and you know, your cholesterol. I was just waiting on all these things.
Check liver light is on.
Yes. She said, your A1C has come down, girl. And I was just like, what? Yeah, okay, I'll take it, you know?
Yeah.
My A1C was actually pretty dang good, so I was like, I'll take it. And then she said, and your cholesterol's come down too, so whatever you're doing, keep going. And that's all she said, and I was just like, you're not going to yell at me about my liver? And she said, I don't see any flags on here about your liver. I was like... What?
Oh, okay.
How did this happen? Because
maybe your liver just finally got used to it. I think that's what mine's done. But I will say, Because it is only, what time is it? It is 12:35 on a Wednesday. I'm not drinking beer at recording time
well,
today.
Well, neither am I because I'm about to go to work.
Yeah, so I'm drinking water.
Which I love. I always have my cup of water. But I will say this. So I started laughing. Like, you ever have conversations with yourself when you're awake?
Oh, yeah,
like, for real. I started laughing because I was just like, I'm so clever. Because I was just making an Academy Award speech to my lab report. And I was like, yes, and I would like to thank Carnival Cruise drink package and specifically the Alchemy Bar for their help with bringing my A1C down, because by the way, I do in fact have that. It's so random, it's not a normal-ish thing, but there's certain people that alcohol actually does opposite effect with their blood sugar.
Yeah.
And mine, if I drink alcohol, I have to make sure I've had food because it actually lowers my blood sugar. My husband argued with me that that wasn't possible, but it absolutely, in fact, is possible. It's just not normal. But yeah. Mine does that. I was just like, oh, yes, and thank you for Carnival Cruise Line, for the Alchemy Bar, for those delicious drinks called A Perfect Storm, because, in fact, that was my favorite. And then I was like, and I would also like to thank Tequila Rose for the wonderful two-day hangover from my birthday. I have no idea how that happened, but, you know, she said, keep doing what you're doing.
All right.
So, okay. Oh, that's terrible. I, in fact, have no intention of continuing doing that because it made me feel so miserable.
Yeah, maybe lay off the Tequila Rose. You're not 18
it's
anymore.
It's not like I even drink that on a regular basis. I may have had it like once every 2 years or something, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe. And that's just because I have friends that really like it a lot. But, oh, dear sweet baby Jesus.
Are your friends 18?
Yes. In their hearts, they are.
I swear to God, I haven't had Tequila Rose since I was in high school.
Maybe we should try that one night.
Yeah, let's.
Not anytime soon.
No, well, one day when we're recording, we'll have to get some.
And then we'll have to delete the recording the next day. I don't know. Everybody tells me, like, I don't have any knowledge of this. You know, they like to take that up with Drunk Christy because Sober Christy has no knowledge of this, but apparently I'm a lot of fun.
I apparently am a lot of fun and like to talk to strangers.
I love that.
So, and that is not who I am as a person.
Yeah. Well, it's just like your inhibitions are like, poof.
Yeah, apparently Drunk Sandy is a good time.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. I think Drink Sandy is a good time until she's not.
Yeah, I get that. I'm not this... Yep, because you start listening to sad music and stuff and get all sad. And I don't like that. It makes me sad for you.
I don't know why. Like, at a certain time at night, like, my TikTok knows that I've been drinking. And it'll just go to the sad country side of TikTok. And make me cry. And then I have to send stuff to Christy at midnight. To about... My dog died. My truck won't start.
My girl left me and she took my truck. Country music's come a long way since then.
Yeah, it has.
Some of it has not been for the better, though.
Yeah, no. Oh, my God. Did you see where Beyonce is blaming racism?
Yeah, I saw that.
For nobody listening to her shitty, quote-unquote, country album?
Or it's because it's not country.
Or it's because it sucks.
Yep, there's that. Every time it comes on when at work and we're playing music, I always just start yelling, skip, A word, skip.
Yeah, when that song first came out, I thought, oh, this is that new Beyonce song, I'll give it a shot. And it was just so annoying and bad.
It's cringe.
It's so cringy. It's like she's making fun of country music, which I don't like. Let's talk about what's racist, okay? Like, don't make fun of white people.
Do you remember that movie called City Slickers?
I love that movie so much.
Yeah, okay, but here's the deal. You know, putting a cowboy hat on and trying to put some twang or trying to put a little ding 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 in your music. Listen, that does not make you country. That makes you play acting.
Yeah.
And it makes, it's obvious that it is, in fact, not country.
Yeah, but at the end, he really was a cowboy. Kind of. Well, he brought the cow home. He brought Norman home.
Yeah. Kind of. It still was not legit. I'm just saying. It's not legit.
I loved that movie, and I loved... What's his name? Listen, Jack Palance?
I could leave, okay? Could leave Texas. I would never want to do that, but no. I could leave Texas and I could move somewhere that my accent would be so hard for people to understand. I'm so sorry. Okay, and I could change said accent, and just because I'm around other people, you know, sometimes it just kind of mutates into something else. Okay, I could do all these things, but guess what? I am always going to be a Southern girl at heart. I'm a small town girl. You could put me in a city. I am still a small town girl because that's who I am.
Yeah, same. I like to go to different places, and they're like, oh, my God, talk, say words. Because they're like, your accent's so cute. And I'm like, I don't think it's that cute. I know that I sound like a redneck.
Can I tell you something funny? Because Florida's a southern state.
Yeah, okay? They sound like the Midwest.
Very southern state. But, you know, whenever I would go to visit my cousins when they were living in Key West, their friends, we'd go hang out with their friends and stuff, and they would say that word again. Say that again.
Yeah.
What did you say? What did you call that? And they would keep trying to, and they would just die laughing. They just had such a good time. And they were doing it in humor. They had good intentions and stuff. They weren't being mean.
No, Karen does me the same
But it's so funny to me because I'm just like, listen, dude, you're Southern. You are, in fact, Southern. I'm sorry that you didn't inherit.
Sometimes I think that Florida people have, like, a more Midwest accent, though.
I don't know. Yeah, it's
like,
different.
They don't have a Southern accent.
And it pisses me off whenever I'm watching a movie or a television show that somebody's supposed to be from Texas, and they either sound so ignorant, like Tater did. I know you didn't watch, you're going to have to cut this out. I had to turn my brain on a second. Fuck.
Fuck.
Kevin Costner.
Oh, Robin Hood? No.
Montana. Yellowstone. Okay.
Yellowstone.
I know that you did not watch Yellowstone.
Yes.
Okay. But they have a character on there that they call Teeter, who is in real life Michael Landon's daughter.
Yes.
Okay. And her accent is so ridiculous. Like, you can hardly understand anything coming out of her mouth.
I've seen TikToks of that.
And it's almost I'm just like, that is absolutely not Texan. So they made her sound just plain ignorant.
Yeah.
And anyway, and then the other side of that is you'll see movies where somebody's supposed to be from Texas and they sound like they have, I don't know, like a Scarlett O'Hara, Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, people don't talk like that in real life, you know? And it's kind of disrespectful to me, to people that live in the South. We don't really sound like that.
No, and I've talked about it before, but I love watching the British people that come to America, and there's this one that I've been watching that just absolutely fell in love with Texas, specifically.
Yeah.
It's so crazy to me. It's funny. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
One thing about it, Texas is gonna Texas.
That's one of the reasons that I haven't watched Yellowstone, is because that girl kept coming across on my TikTok.
Uh-huh.
And it would like, Yellowstone, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm not watching that shit.
But I will have to say that by the time it gets to the end, you absolutely fall in love with her character. Like, 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just...
She calms down quite a bit.
Good. She needed to.
They probably didn't get a lot of good reviews from people in this area.
No, because that's annoying. We don't sound like that.
They ended up coming out later. She was supposed to be from Texarkana. And it came out that she was from Arkansas, not Texas, and that it was a lie. She's not Texan. But still, people from Arkansas do not sound like that, at least not to my experience.
And it's pronounced Texarkana.
That's right.
Texarkana.
Exactly.
You say it like that when you're being sarcastic.
Exactly. Exactly. So basically what I'm saying is, hello, television and movie producers. You need to do more research on what is appropriate with your accents.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, another one that, when we were trying to think of the name Yellowstone a while ago, another one that irritated me, it was also Kevin Costner, was Robin Hood.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't even attempt a British accent. Like, he just talks like he talks.
Do you know, until you said that, never even crossed my mind?
Oh, that irritated me immediately when I saw that movie, because I love Alan Rickman. Ugh.
Yeah.
Love Alan Rickman so much. But, and then it came out that Kevin Costner felt like Alan Rickman was, like, still in the show. And so they cut half of his dialogue.
Really?
Yeah. They cut a lot of scenes with Alan Rickman out because Kevin Costner felt like he was still in the show.
I wonder if there's a way that they could one day put that back together and put those scenes back in so that you could see, like, his part. Because his character was amazing in that movie.
I quote that movie so much. Cancel Christmas. I love that.
His character was absolutely on point in that movie. It was so good. And it was comical.
Oh, it was funny.
Like, it was so good. And I'm not even going to go into how much I love the Harry Potter movies, and I don't care what a nerd that makes me out to be.
Well, I love the Harry Potter movies, and I'm going to tell you something. I was really excited because HBO's doing a series that I think is supposed to, like, more closely follow the books or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not watching it. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm so sick and tired of woke-ass people. The book description of Professor Snape is he had, like, waxy, pale skin, long, stringy hair.
Yeah.
Like, all that. Guess who they cast as Professor Snape?
Who?
A black man.
Really?
And it irritates me. Like, Professor Snape is not a black man. I'm not irritated. It irritates me because it's not accurate to the book.
Yeah, I think if somebody absolutely loves the books, that I can see
that. Yeah, it's just kind of off-putting. Like, why Snow White was a German princess. How are you going to cast a Latina as Snow White?
Yeah.
That's irritating.
I don't know, though. Like, to me, I don't think that would bother me so much. I think I'm still going to try to watch it. I think I will, just because. Because you never know. Like, there's been times that I've been like, eh. And then it turns out that...
Well, I didn't like the Snow White thing. And then she came out and started calling her... Like, that
was so... I
never watched
that one.
I'm not watching any of that. I'm not watching anything Disney anymore. It just irritates me. But I just don't... Like, if you're going to base something on a book, let it be based on the book. Don't give somebody a part just because of the color of their skin. I don't like it.
There's been some things that are so far-fetched from original, though, that have made me absolutely love. I loved back in the, what was it, the early 2000s when they redid Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, with
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, I did like that.
That was so good, and it was so off from...
It was the same words, it was just in a different setting.
Sometimes it wasn't even the same words. Oh. It was more modernized, you know.
Yeah.
But it was still so good, and I loved it. I loved it.
I mean, I just feel like there's a right and a wrong way to do something. And after Alan Rickman did Professor Snape so perfectly, I just feel like...
I think their casting was amazing for the movies. They did so good. I did go back and watch when they did the anniversary and they had them all come back and they're talking about the making of it, and you know, because they're not children anymore, they're adults, and hearing their aspect of how it was to grow up, it sounded like a lot of America really needs to take notice of how that was made. And please, please, dear God, do not let that be another situation where stuff comes out later about how crooked Hollywood is.
Oh, yeah. Did you see where the guy that played Draco Malfoy went and reprised his character? Did you ever read Harry Potter and the Cursed Child or whatever?
No.
It was like a play for Broadway that came out like after the books, and it's like Harry Potter's kids and Draco's kids, and like it's this whole thing.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, Draco, the kid that played Draco Malfoy, reprised his role and went and acted in the Broadway production of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
That is cool.
That's very cool.
I wonder if there's some way that you can stream it.
I follow him on TikTok, and I think he's so great.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, that was a fun thing. But yeah, and it's not like a racist thing. It's just like, it's not an accurate depiction to the book.
Yep.
And after Alan Rickman did such a phenomenal job with that character, it just feels a little...
Well, I think that it doesn't matter who they would have picked. It would have been a letdown because Alan Rickman
Yeah, you know who they should have picked? Oh, I can't think of his name, but he would have been so perfect. Let me look. Oh, shit, I can't think of his name. He's got a big nose.
What else has he been in?
He's been in a bunch of stuff. Oh, what's his name? Adam Driver.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
Adam perfect. Driver would have been fucking perfect.
100%. Yep.
Yeah. He would have made the perfect Professor Snape.
Yeah.
Book accurate.
100% agree.
But that's just my opinion.
That's unfortunate that they don't ask all of us.
There's plenty of room in the Harry Potter universe for a black actor. There's plenty of roles that he could have been cast in. I just don't think Professor Snape was the right move.
I loved the Weasleys, all of them.
Oh my God, yes.
They were perfect.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I loved Molly. I love that granny square crocheted top she wears.
Yeah.
I told Zoe, I was like, I need you to make me that. She said she would. She hadn't done it yet, but she said she would.
Yeah.
Because I want it.
The crochet is in right now. It's still in.
Yes, I do love some crocheted stuff.
Yup.
Zoe's husband told her, you are not allowed to buy any more yarn until you use up all the yarn you have.
Oh, I'm waiting to get chastised by my husband. He's probably thinking, how many more beads do you need? I'm like, all of them. I don't have all the colors yet.
I need all the colors.
Some of them are more shiny. Some of them are less shiny. I agree that's the same color, but they don't look the same.
Oh, my Trump shoes came in. The black pair.
Oh, I love them.
Well, I had to have, you know, if you find something that you really like, you buy it in every color. So I think
that I want to get Jared, because I keep saying I want to get him the American flag overalls.
Oh, yeah.
I think I need to get us both a matching pair. I think that would be so fun.
Yeah. I found a pair of overalls that I bought at the Tiki Hut several years ago. Forgot I had them hanging in my closet.
Mm.
And I pulled them out and I was like, oh, I forgot I had those.
We need to go through your closet one day.
We do need to go through my closet.
I need to go through my closet and get rid of a bunch of stuff.
I went through my closet and I pulled out some stuff like that I know that I'm never going to wear, that is too big for me, or like I've had it for years and haven't worn it in years. So I did pull like that kind of stuff out. And then I have stuff in my closet that I like bought for an event. And then I've worn it one time. And I don't want to get rid of it because, I mean, you never know when you need a sequin skirt.
Oh, I have a sequin skirt that I keep in my closet, too. And I think I've worn it, like, twice ever. And I've had it for years.
I have two silver sequin skirts.
Mine is black sequins. Yeah.
So, tomorrow night, we're going to have a grown-up fancy friend date dinner.
Yes.
I'm excited. I have no idea what I'm going to wear. What are you going to wear?
I don't know. I just know that you're wearing your pearls, so.
I am going to wear those big ass
I was
pearls.
Thinking about, I have a tank. It's not a tank, but it's a sleeveless blouse that's pink sequins. I thought about wearing that.
Oh. Well, I have that black and white striped dress that I got from the Tiki. I could go that direction. Or I could wear one of my sequin skirts.
You know not to ask my opinion because I'm always going to tell you that, no, it's not too much.
Yeah, you did let me wear that rhinestone bustier.
It's not too much.
Yeah. Maybe I'll pull out the rhinestone bustier.
I am the wrong person to ask when it comes to that because my philosophy is I love shiny things. And if it makes you happy, I think you should wear it. It's not hurting anybody else. If you want to wear it, you wear it. Yep.
So I don't know what I'm going to wear, but it'll be smart. But I am going to wear those, like, 3-inch pearl things, because it's fabulous.
Yeah, and you haven't got to wear them anywhere yet.
I know. Sometimes I've got to stop doing that. Like, I'll see something and go, oh my God, I have to have that. I have nowhere to use it, but I have to have it.
See, my philosophy about that has changed in life. If I have something that I absolutely love and I want to wear it, it doesn't matter if I'm not doing anything that day. I'm going to wear it. I'm not going to wait for the perfect event to wear it. I'm going to enjoy it and wear it because it makes me happy.
Oh, did I ever on the podcast say how it went with wearing my mother-in-law's dress?
No.
To my brother-in-law's funeral.
It was cute.
It was cute, and I felt cute in it. But, yeah, everybody was like, oh, my God, you look so cute tonight. You look so pretty, blah, blah, blah. And so, like, at the end of the night, I was standing there talking to one of JC's nieces, and she had said something about getting one of the quilts from the lake house. And I was like, oh, yeah, I found a bunch of grandmother's dresses. Would you like to have any of those? And she said, yes, I'd love to have. She said, I have a teddy bear that's made out of one of Papaw's shirts, and I'd like to get one of grandmother's dresses and have a teddy bear made out of it. And I said, okay, I'll pull you the rest of the dresses. And she was kind of looking at me funny, and I said, yeah, this is grandmother's dress. I knew it was grandmother's dress. I knew it was. It was very funny. So I was like, yeah, JC was like, asked me to wear it. And she was like, no, I think it's so cute. I love that it fits you. And like, anyway, it was not a big deal as I thought it was going to be. So
yeah.
And, but yeah, she was like, I knew I'd seen that dress before.
And you wore it fabulously.
I did. I wish I'd have taken a picture because I did look really cute. Yep. I had my little denim jacket with my little sleeves rolled up, and I was very cute. So.
Agreed.
And I had my hair fixed, like in a little low bun situation with like twists on the side. I looked very proper, which is not a thing that I do often.
Oh, I'm telling you, I'll just dress random. Yeah. You just never know what's going to come out. I might look proper. I might look trashy. I might look a little bougie, a little, I don't know.
Yeah, you never know what I'm going to wear. Because I have a wardrobe that just kind of is all over the place.
Yep, same.
But I do need to go through I need you to come over and we'll go through my closet.
Yep. Let's do it.
We'll day drink in the pool. And then when we get out of the pool, okay, so.
Maybe we should go through the closet first.
Yeah, okay, never mind. We'll go through the closet first and then go drink in the pool.
Yeah, and, that might have better results.
Well, I don't know. It might be funner to just get trashed and then go through the closet.
I still want to have a sleepover in Rachel's closet.
Yes, girl. She showed me where she lived the other day. It's very cute.
Yeah.
We didn't have time to, like, go in, but, yeah, she's like, I'll show you where I live. And then we zipped through there, and she's like, that's my house. I was like, oh, that's cute. And then nice. We kept driving because we were in a hurry. So.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, we'll have a slumber party.
I think that you're never too old to have slumber parties.
I love a good slumber party. I haven't had a slumber party in a long time. We need a slumber party.
Agreed.
I love a slumber. And I'm also fixing to have the lake house done. And we can have summer parties down there.
I was
going to
say, we could break the lake house in and have a summer party. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I'm going to get a hot tub for down there. And so we could go have hot tub summer party nights at the lake house. But, so one of the bedrooms, they started painting yesterday. I'll show you a picture. It's like this really good, like, terracotta color.
Oh, okay.
And I love it so much. The picture is... You can't really, like... And then you can see the lake through the bedroom window.
Oh, yeah.
I love that color so much. Yeah, so... And then we're going to leave all the trim, like, wood and brown and...
Yep.
It's going to be fabulous.
See, that's what I did with my bedroom. I left the trim in the brown wood color. Yeah.
So, but yeah. My youngest son's in town, and so him and my other son have been working over there and painting and... getting stuff ready, and so I'm pretty excited about having that done, because we gotta get it done.
Yep, because you are on a time crunch.
Yep. November will be here before we know it.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
Week after next is when our 100 degree weather is starting.
Nice.
You're welcome.
Like, I love it. When it's time to have 100 degree weather, I love it. But like when fall comes, I like fall.
But it's supposed to have already been 100 degree weather
Yeah, this is weird. This is weird. I think that somebody's controlling the weather. But, like, I just don't like it. But what I didn't, not going in fault. Never mind. Stop myself before I get started because we do not have time for that today. Anything else going on in your life?
Nothing that I can say on the podcast. But no, we did go and get our passports done. I'm excited about that.
Yes, girl. You gotta have a passport to go to Jamaica.
Yep, and had a little fashion show inside the office. The women started talking about, oh my God, I love your pants. And I was just like, oh my God, I work at a women's boutique. And then I was like, they're new. They've only been here for 5 days. And then somebody else ended up coming up that was one of our shoppers and was telling them all about, you know, the place and how sometimes we give people drinky drinks while they're shopping and all this. Faux free.
Did I tell you the other day I had a conversation with Jerry and he said that he was not going to let you go to Jamaica?
You told me that. And he did not, in fact, say this to me. So that's why I was just like, what?
Oh, yeah. He said that, and I was like, I don't think you tell Christy what to do.
I mean, he does sometimes.
But, yeah. So, he better let you go to Jamaica, because...
But he only does that whenever there's good reason and intentions behind it. So, yeah, he's not told me that he didn't want me to do that. But, yeah, we'll see. I have been looking at the cruise ship that we're going to be going on, because they...
Rachel booked that cruise.
Oh, did she? She didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
They have not even had their maiden voyage from Galveston yet. So their first voyage will be in November. So, and we're going in January. So, I mean, the ship is still going to be new and exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like a floating casino, I swear. Like, the whole entire thing looks like what a casino looks like, all lit up. And it just looks fancy. They have an indoor water park and all kinds of stuff. And I think it's going to... It's going to be a great time. I think it will be.
Yeah.
It'll be much bigger than the one we were on previously, but...
I'm not saying never to a cruise, but I'm going to say probably not.
Yeah.
I feel like I would have severe anxiety.
We did the first day at the very beginning because we didn't know what to expect. The way that Carnival does theirs, whenever you... Because our first one was with Carnival... And whenever you first get on the ship, you can't go to your room yet.
Yeah.
So the things that you carry on with you, you're stuck lugging that around. And because everybody can't go to their room yet and everything's not open yet, everybody congregates in mainly the same area. They're on the Lido deck. And it is so crowded. And like, you know, the people we were with, they were like, well, let's go get something to eat. We went over there to get something to eat and there was nowhere to even sit. We finally found a place to sit, and it was outside in the sun, and it was hot, and it was just like, I was just like, this, I was immediately thinking, this is going to be miserable. And once the rooms were opened up, though, everybody dispersed to different parts of the ship. It really was not that bad at all.
Yeah.
If you get into an area that it's too crowded for you, you just get up and go somewhere else, because there's plenty of places that it's not.
Yeah.
There's so much to offer. There really is. There's certain things that if it's crowded does not bother me, because I'm used to it being that way. Like a casino.
Yeah.
If you go into a casino that is a very popular casino, there's going to be crowds. I can't tell you how many times I've been inside of Margaritaville and there's not one seat to sit down in to play slots.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite casino either, though, and it may possibly be partly because of that.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking Margaritaville, but I personally have never done anything besides just give money to them. I've never even won little bits.
Do you know what we should do?
Hmm.
Okay. I just had a random thought. We should get our palms read tomorrow.
Oh, we could do that. We'd contact one of the people and yeah, we could go do that.
Where are we going, Mount Pleasant?
No, I told you, you pick.
Well, I wanted to try that new place that you went to in Mount Pleasant.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that okay? Or do you want to go to Tijuanita's?
We can do whatever you want to do. If we're going to Tijuanita's, we need to be there before 5 because they have happy hour oysters for $1.
I can do that.
So we could leave. What? We could leave around, I don't know, 3:30-ish.
Yeah.
between 3:34?
Yeah, well, I'll figure it out. We can go to Tijuanita's. And I'll see, I'll call, I think there's a Palm Reader place in Longview.
Oh, there is, there's a few, yeah.
I'll call and see if we need an appointment or something.
Yeah, I had looked up on the websites before, and I think that they did do appointments.
Yeah, so I'll try and get us an appointment for, like, after dinner.
Okie doke.
Oh, but back to casinos, I refuse to sit next to somebody at a slot machine. Can't do it.
So you need to go to one that's not as popular, then.
Yeah, like, I require at least one chair in between me and another person. If somebody comes and sits down next to me, I'll get up and move. I don't like it.
Oh, I won't. Not if my machine is hitting. If my machine is hitting,
I probably wouldn't. But if I've been sitting there for a while and I'm not hitting anything, and somebody comes and sits down next to me, I'm moving immediately. I don't like it.
Maybe that's what we should do. There'll be other people like that. And if you are wanting a certain machine and somebody's on it, then I'll go sit down next to them and see if it bothers them, and maybe they'll get up and move.
Yeah. Remember that time we were supposed to go to a casino?
I know.
And then we just never did it.
And forgot all about it.
And then forgot about it?
Yeah.
That's what made me think of doing the palm reader thing tomorrow, is because we've been going to do that for like months and we just haven't done it.
I know.
So.
Life keeps life in though.
I know. God, it's one thing after another.
But that'll be fun, and then we can come back and tell everybody all about it.
Oh, I love your shoes. Those are fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
Christy has some, like, gold, glittery, like, hey dude-looking shoes.
Yeah, these are from Gypsy Jazz, and do you know they quit making these? The ones that we just ordered. We did order them, didn't we? No, I don't know if we got any
my
from
Gypsy
them.
Gypsy Jazz
slip-ons. Yeah,
slip-ons
they
are my
stopped
favorite.
Making them. We have two new pair in that are the Corky's version, which are, by the way, way more comfortable.
Yeah.
Way more comfortable. They have the cushion on the insole that is like the Corky's wedges.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sister. I'm telling you. They have the kayaks, and then they have the kayak twos.
No, these are blowfish.
The kayak twos are the ones that have that cushion. So if you see kayak, they're cute shoes, and they're going to be similar to these.
Okay.
But if you see kayak too, they have that cushion inside, and they're amazing.
Okay. Well, I need to shop at the Tiki.
Yup. We have a black and white checkered pair. And
oh, I saw that. Those are cute.
What is our other ones? I don't remember. We have two new pair. My mind just went blank. I don't remember what the other ones look like. But I guarantee you they're cute.
My favorite ones I have are the like hot pink metallic ones.
I liked those ones and those were Corky's too, by the way, weren't they?
Yes,
they were.
I think so, yeah.
My favorite pair that we got from them, and I did not buy a pair, and I'm kind of mad at myself, but I should have got them early because my size is pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
But we had the hot pink tweed ones, and they were the kayak twos.
Yeah. Rachel got those.
Did she? Yeah, those are so
no,
cute.
Rachel did not get those. Leanne got those.
Gotcha. I love those.
Yeah. I know that you need to get to work.
Yes, ma'am.
So we'll wrap it up for today, but send us an email. We're still compiling for our listener episode. I just want to get like a few more. We've got a good amount. I just want to get a few more.
And yeah. Then we can and we love hearing from everybody too.
Yeah. I like it when we get the ones that are like, hey, besties. So yeah, we've got some good emails, so I can't wait to do that. But anyway, you can send us an email at weareallabitdead@gmail.com.
That's WERELILBITDEAD @gmail.com.
And we will catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.